I am beginning to record Perek Tes Vav, Perek 15 of Tehillim, Mizmar le David. This is a song for David. This is a song of praise for David. Now David, in this next Perek of Tehillim, sets aside a formula for someone who wants to be successful, who wants to come closer to Hashem. Hashem, mi yogur ba'alecha. Who is the person who can dwell within your tent? Now, of course, who is worthy to go into Hashem's tent? They use the word yogur. The word yogur means to be frightened. It's awe-inspiring. And since our synagogues are a mikdash ma'at, since our synagogues are small versions of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, we all need to develop a certain sense of awe when we come in to speak to God, to wear the proper clothing, to have the proper decorum. The Hasidim Rishonim would wait 1 hour to develop this before they would daven. They would wait 1 hour to develop the right attitude and the right atmosphere so that they could speak to God. Mi yishkon bahar kachecha. Who can dwell in your holy mountain of the Beis HaMikdash? Holech tamim. The person who goes in fullness, he's pure. Ufoel tzedek. And he does righteousness. V'dover emes bovavo, and he speaks truth in his heart. In other words, he's not false. He's not one time, and he speaks with his mouth, but he thinks something else. So that's the first thing that a person has to do. Lo rogal alishono. He doesn't have his mouth running off. I guess you could say running regel, because the people would go around, the spice merchants, and they would go from one to another and say the Lashon Hara. And as the Targum says, Ochal Kurtzin, they would go eat bread in somebody's house, round bread, and they would, that would be a way they would say the gossip. Lo rogel alishono, lo osa l'reyehu ra. He doesn't do evil to his friend. And he doesn't tolerate any shame he hears about his relative. Just because his relatives, he covers it up, the shame of what they have done. Nivze, the person who does averus, who is disgusting in his affairs, but ain't of Nimos. He looks at them in a low way. Yes, Yirei Hashem Yechaved. And the ones who fear Hashem, he honors. The person should fear Hashem. Those people are honored in his eyes. He looks at them in a certain way. We are told that the king Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, when he would see a Talmid Chacham, he would get up from his throne and he would kiss him and hug him and he said, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori, teach me. Nishba l'hara. He swears, even if it's hard for him, v'lo yomer, it doesn't change his mind, even if it's hard on him, even if it's going to cause problems for him, he doesn't change his mind. Or he swears to his Yetzirah that he will not do anything wrong, just as Boaz did. Kaspo lo nosan b'neshech. His money he doesn't give in usury. He doesn't give to get more money back. He lends without having any interest. We are so, in this country, we are so into the interest. What kind of money, what kind of rates? It's hard for us even to picture that the idea of usury and giving money and getting more money back is a terrible crime. V'shochad anoki lo lokach. He doesn't take a bribery to twist the judgment. Osa ele, those people who do this, lo yimot la'olam, will not fall forever. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, what do you mean lo yimot, the tzaddik will not fall? We see they fall all the time. So the Gemara answers, yes, they fall, but they get up. Lo yimot la'olam. And even though a person has these difficulties, if he follows this formula, he will always be protected. So we have here a formula given by David HaMelech of 11 things that a person has to do to be successful in Yiddishkeit. One may look at these items, and actually they're very frightening. Just the first one, mi yogur ba'ohalecha, who can live in your tent? Just that, mora mikdash, the fear of going into a synagogue, acting decorum, the decorum in the correct fashion. Each one of these, lo rogo l'shono, he never says lashon hara, doesn't say any gossip. He'll report even his son if he did a crime. Many of these things are so overwhelming. We are told in the Medrash Shochet Tov that when Rabbi Gamaliel, the great Rabbi Gamaliel, the Nasi, would read this pasuk, read these psukim, he would cry. It's interesting that he would cry. I mean, if we were told that we had to do these 11 things, we look at it, we say, okay, I can't do the 11 things, so I can't be a tzaddik. The Rebbe Gamaliel was bothered. He said, how am I going to possibly do these 11 items that David HaMelech set out? Rabbi Akiva, when he would read this parak, he would laugh and be happy. So Rabbi Gamaliel said to Rabbi Akiva, I'm sitting here crying and you're laughing. What are you laughing about? Are you on such a level that you can accomplish all these 11 things? And in Yecheskel, there's a number of things that are brought down how to be a tzaddik. So Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Gamaliel. He said to him, by the laws of ritual uncleanliness of Tuma, it says, Al titamu b'chol eila, you should not defile yourselves with all of these creatures, these shratim, these bugs. So Rabbi Akiva says, do you have to touch all the bugs to be tame, to be ritually unclean? Even if you touch one bug, you're ritually unclean. But one who touches one bug is just as he touched all of them. The same way, anybody who does one thing of these 11 is just like he accomplished all of them. Many times, we have to take a small beginning, a small start. And the best way to climb a mountain is one rock at a time, one step at a time. We are told in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ramos le'evil chachmos. To the fool, chachma, knowledge, is very high. Bishar, in the gates, lo yiftach piyu, he doesn't open his mouth. Achazal, tell us an example of somebody who comes into the Beis Medrash, he comes into the House of Learning, and he hears all the thousands and thousands of halachas that are involved. All the pages and pages of Gemara. How can one possibly accomplish all these things? So he looks at it and says, you know what, I can't. So he turns around and walks away. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech means. Ramos Evel Chachmos. Chachmos of the Torah are so high to the fool. Bashar, when he gets to the gate, Lo Yiftach Piu, he doesn't even open his mouth. He just turns around and walks away. And that is a sign of a fool. An intelligent person says, I'll learn one piece today, I'll learn another one tomorrow, and I'll build. And every drop, tipa, tipa, Mr. Efes, every drop counts. And in Judaism as well, we take small steps. We don't look at all the things we have to do. We take small steps in small increments, and then we can accomplish the goal of becoming a tzaddik, a righteous person.